Good evening, everyone. Today's date is April 11th, 2013, or no, 2014. And today's date has significance, kind of a sad significance for me today. It was 5 years ago today at 11:31 a.m. in the morning. I had to have my cat Lucky put down. Now, just remembering a little bit about Lucky and, of course, I don't feel sad. Like, even when I put him down, I was kind of sad a little bit to see him go. But the end, he was really suffering really bad and was just laying there the last 6 days or so. Well, 5 days, really. Because what happened, I think he got into the sink and gotten some hamburger. I don't know what was in the sink, but it was a Sunday night. And we thought nothing of it. He got in the sink, and then as the week progressed, he started getting more and more lethargic, just laying around and just getting just less and less active. And by Friday, he was just, he couldn't even hold his head up, and he wasn't even purring, like in the time he was laying. He just quiet, not even meowing and not eating or nothing, just laying there. And then just, you know, I think Monday or Tuesday, we'd get up on my lap, and but even that stopped, because the last few months he'd been getting really where he'd been up on my lap, which we hadn't done that so much before. I had Lucky since March of 2000, and it was 2001. Got him about a month after we had our cat Sammy, when I was, of course, back with Denise. We were in a townhouse, and he was very shy and very scared, and so he stayed in the basement and would hardly come out, and then he got where he would hide less and less, and then he seemed to be more around Denise, and then he wanted attention from me too. And after Sammy, we gave our cat Sammy, who we had at the time, gave him her away, then Lucky was the only kitty. He started wanting attention from the both of us. He'd get up on the back. I think to get my attention, he'd jump on the counter and do stuff like that, and he'd even flush the toilet as well. He'd just reach up with his paws and flush the toilet in our townhouse. Both of them, actually, more the downstairs one than the upstairs one. So, and that was unusual for him. And then he'd, of course, would always hang around with more Denise, and so he was a real spoiled kitty. And then after Denise left in 2006, when there was only me there, he would take to me and would lay in my chair and would... That's when he started getting on my lap for the first time. And so he would just lay, would just get up there and just lay there a while until he'd had enough and get down again. And always meowed, and of course, he'd had all kinds of meows. Like, we didn't know what name to give him first. Like, we thought Purr Baby, but then it was actually Denise that suggested Purr Baby because he was purring so much. But I thought, I don't know how that would be. I mean, you know, like how what people would think of it, people called him Purr Baby. But, you know, so we finally settled on the name Lucky. And because his name was, when we got him, his name was actually Clyde. Because, like, it was actually a male kitty, and there was actually a female as well, named Bonnie. They must have been getting into mischief or something, because they obviously, the names Bonnie and Clyde, but we didn't like it. We called him, so we just decided on the name Lucky. And so that's the name he had. He was a black and white tuxedo cat. Of course, he was black on top. His tail was black, and he had that kind of a cross pattern, that kind of an upside down T pattern, like between his eyes was white, and then of course around his mouth and nose was white, and his, of course, the nose itself was pink, and he looked real cute. And of course the black went down his sides, like all the way down to like the bottom where it had a stripe, and around in the front it kind of, you could, it was kind of wide, and then the white got narrower. It's almost like he had a jacket on that was undone. And so, of course, he was cute, and he was long and slender. So, I actually had a dream one night just after we got him, that I was in the living room, and he was stretched out, and I was saying, yeah, he looks like a hot dog. And for some reason after that, I always thought about calling him Hot Dog Cat. And I would think, you know, more when I get aggravated with him, I go, hot dog, or nice hot dog cat. If it was in a good mood, I, you know, call him, you know, most of the time I was lucky, or then, of course, called him a cookie roll, because he was more of that, and too, so. And, of course, he had the name by somebody gave him the name Shushy, and Sweet Pea, and Denise's friend at the time, Arlene, called him Minu, or Nui. Well, she said Minu and then Nui as well. And, of course, I, you know, Lucky or Sweet Boy or, you know, just all the names he had. And he loved his meat. And I do have an audio recording of me giving him some meat in March, from March of 2006, which I will post at sometime. A separate boo will, of course, be that, which will be entitled Lucky Getting His Meat. So that will come later, if, of course, depending on when you actually hear this boo. Of course, at the time of recording this, it's just after 8 in the evening. It's, just 5 after 8 in the evening on April 11th. The boo's not there yet, but it may be by the time you hear this, I don't know. But anyway, of course, he loved his canned food and all. And something else, when I was taking a bath, he liked to drink the bath water. Just come into the tub and get up over the side and reach and just start drinking his bath water. And I think I have an audio, but I don't know how clear it is, but I'll have to check it before I post that. But I would do have the one about him getting his meat. That's that one I will put up, I think, from March. I don't know what date, March of 2006 that will be. But anyway, he loved that. And so in the last few months before he was put down, he would like get up on the bed beside me, which like ease under the covers, which is something else he never did before. so that was cute of him. And the picture that's going to be with this boo, in case, you know, if you can see it, you know, you've probably already seen it by the time you started clicking this boo. But if not, it's of him on the table, and he's kind of looking pretty much at the camera. And, of course, there's a pail of honey in it. And so, in that, so I've got plenty of pictures of Lucky, plenty of videos as well. Lots on, like, tapes, like on the VHSC tapes. It's got him that. In the townhouse, especially. So, lots of memories of Lucky. I did a video, 2007, a day in the typical day in the life. I can't really put that audio boo, because unfortunately for blind people, it's not really described. So, it wouldn't, I mean, you could put the audio, but you really wouldn't really get a gist of what's going on or what he's doing. So, but I just, you know, he had a mat he liked to scratch, an old doormat that he liked scratching at the townhouse, so we just kept it for him in the apartment. It was a rubber mat, and when we threw it out when he left, it was just so scratched up, and it was all literally almost falling apart. And so over the years, like the rubber, pieces of rubber were been scratched off, and were all over the place, all around it and all. So, yeah. He's a good boy, or sweet Lucky. And, but he was really, really bad. And so I think that's why I wasn't emotional when he was put down. Like, I was sorry to see him go. Don't get me wrong. I loved him very much. But, you know, I was relieved that he wasn't suffering anymore. And so he went and passed over the Rainbow Bridge. There's a beautiful poem. I don't know it, but it's on the internet, something about the Rainbow Bridge and crossing the bridge and playing with all, and then all his other cat friends that have passed away over the years. They've crossed that Rainbow Bridge into the land where they could always play and always had everything they wanted. So, kind of gets tugs at the heartstrings when you do read it sometimes, and when you really think about it, and then especially when, you know, the day with Lucky there just kind of did tug at the heartstrings. And, so there you go. little few memories of the sweet kitty, cat Lucky. And so we've got him, I think, March 2nd or 3rd. No, it was of 2001 we got him. And at that time he would be, let's see, they told us he was 5 years old when we got him in 2001. So then you add the 8. So he was pretty old there. But he'd always been in good health until just he went right down at the end. And so there you have it. Story of our sweet kitty cat Lucky. My sweet kitty cat Lucky, I should say. And he had a collar. I was going to look for that. It's buried in a drawer somewhere. I still have the collar from when he had with a little bell on it. But I was going to demonstrate. I was going to let you hear that in the audio, but I don't have it. So fortunately, I'll have to do without. But I do have a picture that I'm attaching to it. So it's one I had on the computer. So I've brought it in Dropbox so I could put it up with Audio Boo here with this iPhone. So there you have it. Talk about Lucky, remembering him. And this day, 5 years ago, 2009, he was put down. So hopefully he was resting. Lucky kitty, may you rest in peace. And he's been a good boy. And thanks for the memories. Sorry, everyone, with that, I will wrap up this boo. So y'all take care and have a good day. And see everybody next Audio Boo.